Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, February 19th, 2017. Pastor Paul Tolbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word is that portion from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. And as I was reading it the first time, if you were able to hear it and pay attention, it was kind of like irritation, I'm pretty sure. Because every time I read it, it's irritating. The reason why it's irritating is God lets us know that there are certain standards that he requires of everything. And that certain standard can be summed up in one word, perfection. Or if you don't like that word, holiness. Or if you like two words, without sin. Yeah. So we're going to look at mainly this part. He says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Indeed, if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even tax collectors do that, don't they? If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the unbelievers do that? So then, be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. I'm going to ask, let's see, I know he's here. Noah, where are you? Noah Todd, where are you? Noah Todd? I saw him here. Could you come up here? I can use Noah Todd because Noah Todd knows I've got to do something to embarrass him. I teach him in our Bible history class. And come on up here. We have to right up on the step here. All right. I'm going to ask you to do some really weird stuff here today, but it's okay. Just take a deep breath. Go to your happy place. All right. So this is Noah Todd. He's in class. They're in class. Mrs. T has them do certain things to make sure that there's order because it's one teacher and 17 children, you know. So they do this order. It's a wonderful thing. They'll be standing outside in line waiting to come in. Well, if they're standing outside waiting to come in, and I would come along like this and push him, that usually starts something, right? Now, if I were to push him, and if you were to push me back, that's kind of general, isn't it? But if I were to push him again, and he's going to push me back, go ahead. Okay. And if I were to say, whoa, and I will push him again, what's he going to do? Thank you. You may sit down. It's too dangerous now. A little bit dangerous now, yeah. The natural inborn inclination that we have is when we are pushed, we push back. When we're hit, we hit back. That's the natural response. So what happens is, if I hit you with my words, you use your words to hit me back. If I kick you in the shins, you kick me twice as hard in the shins. That's the natural reaction. And Jesus says, not God's kids. Have you ever seen children playing without any kind of adult supervising? You see this all the time. It's inborn from the time they're wee little. Children always want to do their own thing. And if you say, no, 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 they push back. Yes, yes, yes. That's a natural thing that you and I have, and it's called sin. You hit me, I hit you. You attack me, I attack you. And Jesus said, you know, you're just piling up a heap of sin against your Heavenly Father, who says, don't do that. Whatever comes out of your mouth is to be wholesome Whatever comes out of your mouth is to serve only for the betterment and the building up of the other person. You better take a look at your social feeds, your Twitter and your Facebook accounts. That's not happening out there. And you are Christians. You can be the salt that this world needs. You can be the light that this darkness needs. He says, let only good things come out of your mouth for the building up of others, to get them closer to knowing who Jesus really is. Well, who is Jesus? Jesus says he is our brother. He says God is his father. He says God is my father. The prayer that he taught us to pray was our Father, including himself. Wow. So this Jesus, this same one who lived in our place, he died in our place, and he came victoriously back to life in our place. He says, be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, that's a tall order, right? That kind of hurts. I can't do that. My natural thing is not to be perfect. My natural thing is to go down the swamp like everybody else. My natural thing is to hurt others. And Jesus says, you're absolutely right. You can't do it. So God adopted you into his family of faith. When you were baptized, when I was baptized, God says that the Holy Spirit used that sacrament to not only create faith in our hearts, but to live inside of us. We are walking, living, breathing temples of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you go out in the world, people should see a little place where God resides. He lives here, not at church. He lives here, not in my home. He lives here. So wherever I am, church, at home, in the car, doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And you know what that means? That means you and I can do the supernatural. The natural thing is to hurt back. The supernatural is to love. The natural thing is to attack with your words. The supernatural thing is to fold in people so they get to know God better. And you and I, by God's incredible grace, are allowed to do the supernatural. When I was growing up, I always kind of wanted to be one of these guys who could, you know, do these amazing things. And I always wanted to be one of those Old Testament prophets who would raise up his staff and things would happen. Who would just speak a word or touch somebody who was sick and they would get better. I wanted to do the supernatural, and guess what? God lives in me, and he says, child, you can do the supernatural every day. Love your enemies. Pray for the ones who persecute you so that you can be children of your Heavenly Father. Pray for that jerk? Why don't I want to pray for that jerk? He's hurting me. He's hurting my family. She's such a bad person. Why do I want to pray for them? Because Jesus' lifeblood was shed on the cross for them. Not just me. He loves the whole world, and they don't know that. So you can do the supernatural. You can use your words to take God's word and give it to somebody else. And then God uses his word to create faith in their hearts and bring them home to heaven. How cool is that? You know, when I was out in Puerto Rico, I went ziplining. Ziplining is where they have a cable at one end and they have a cable at the other end. And then you get on a pulley and you just glide across that cable. Well, here's a cable, and here's a mountain. And I zipline. And I zipline like Superpastor. A little taste of the supernatural, but I knew all along I was safely attached to the zipline. But when you do that, You see the world differently. I saw the tops of trees, flowers on the tops of trees that you can't see when you're walking underneath them. What an amazing God we have. The details, the colors, incredible. Guess what happens when you use real supernatural flowers, not pretend flying, but real supernatural powers to love and forgive your enemies? You know what happens? The same thing that happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross, when he said, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." He forgave us before we asked. He forgave us. He took the first step. He didn't wait for us to come groveling up to him and saying, "Please have mercy." He forgave us completely, wholly, entirely with his lifeblood on the cross. And then when he came back to life again, he told that little handful of people, he said, "You know, the world does not know this. Your sins are forgiven. Whoever you say your sins are forgiven, they're forgiven. So go to the whole world, tell the whole world that their sins are forgiven." It's really hard to keep in mind that the goal of Christian life is perfection, because we don't do the perfection thing very well. But we're not sucked down into despair, because even though I woke up this morning planning to be perfect, I've already blown it. And you know what? God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven all my sins. Isn't that neat? So you can go from moment to moment, from minute to minute, from hour to hour, from day to day, knowing that every step along the way, God is guiding and guarding and keeping you close to himself, forgiving you all your sins. What a glorious thing the gospel is. Live that supernatural life for Jesus' sake this week. Amen.